From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Russian and Turkish president say the assassination of Russia's ambassador to Turkey will not harm ties between the two countries. Dorian Jones has more from Ankara.
A ceremony was held at Ankara's airport for assassinated Russian ambassador Andrei Karlov as his body was repatriated to Russia. The ambassador was shot dead by an off-duty Turkish policeman at an art exhibition. Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim said Tuesday in Istanbul that bilateral relations will not be derailed. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says Turkey is committed to finding those responsible and that his security forces will work closely with their Russian counterparts. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Based on what the gunman allegedly shouted, Karlov was shot in an apparent protest against Russia's involvement in Syria. Islamic State extremists are claiming responsibility for Tuesday's truck attack in Berlin that killed at least 12 people and wounded dozens more at a crowded Christmas market in the German capital. The terror group made the claim after the German police released a lone suspect captured Monday evening after a huge truck smashed into an open market where locals and tourists were partaking in traditional Christmas festivities. The chief federal prosecutor's office says it released the suspect, a Pakistani national, because investigators did not have enough evidence to charge him with the crime. Four policemen were killed and 11 people wounded in battles with Islamist militants raiding a village in southern Jordan. Tuesday's attack comes 2 days after gunmen killed 10 people in a shootout in the same area near the city of Karak. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is rejecting bipartisan calls for a special committee to investigate Russian interference in the U.S. election. Speaking on Kentucky Public TV in his home state, McConnell said procedures are in place to follow up on U.S. intelligence that Russia meddled in the U.S. election, in part to help Donald Trump defeat Hillary Clinton.
There's no question the Russians were messing around our election. It's a matter of genuine concern, and it needs to be investigated. And in the Senate, we're going to investigate that in what we call the regular order. We already have a committee established to do this. We don't need to set up a special committee to do what we already have the ability to do. But it is a serious matter, and it will be investigated.
For his part, Trump has publicly rejected intelligence that Russia was involved in hacking that may have influenced the U.S. presidential election. UN officials report as many as 20 people appeared dead in Kinshasa after violence broke out during political demonstrations. Demonstrators are calling for President Joseph Kabila to step down because his term in office expired Monday. The DRC's Constitutional Court has ruled that Mr. Kabila can remain in power until new elections are held. The ruling party has proposed the vote take place in April of 2018. The nation's opposition is calling the president's continuation in office illegal and illegitimate. Mexico is mourning the deaths of 29 people killed in an explosion at a huge fireworks market near Mexico City. Tuesday's blast wounded at least 70 people at the market, packed with shoppers buying fireworks for traditional Christmas and New Year's parties. Emergency crews needed to wait several hours until the explosion died down so they could approach the site to look for victims. The blast also damaged several buildings and nearby vehicles. So far, no word on the cause. Japan's Supreme Court has ruled in favor of the government's plan to relocate U.S. Marine Air Base in Okinawa, dealing a blow to opponents who want the base off the island. The Japanese and U.S. governments want the air base in the middle of a crowded city moved to a sparsely populated area for safety reasons. But many Okinawans want it relocated off the island, altogether because of noise, crime, and accidents linked to the U.S. base. The court made the decision without any hearings. And President Barack Obama has permanently banned new oil and gas drilling in large sections of the Arctic and Atlantic Oceans. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.